Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsight. Register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence. Hello, everyone. Thanks so much. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, author, empowerment speaker, and your host of this Wednesday, 2 p.m., Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We're so excited to have you listening today because we have a super fun-filled show for you. We have some amazing people calling in on the line today and a lot of nuggets of powerful information for you to listen to. We will be connecting with some community events that I'd like to share with you that we are going to be present at, and we're sponsoring and promoting and supporting, again, the community by letting you know of events around town. We've got a great fundraiser happening on May 17th. Dealing with technical difficulties here as my laptop's got a mind of its own today. May 17th is the Advert One Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret. So that's extremely exciting. We're looking forward to having some amazing fun at that event. We're raising money for Advert One, which we had Renee Moore on the show last week, and she told us a little bit about her story, her passion, what got her started. And I've gotten to know Renee over the last month or so and supporting her in this event, and she's dealing with quite a lot. But as if you tuned in last week, you probably know that she's an amazingly strong woman to have a child, be in school, be homeless, live in her car, and turn that around and be excited to share and raise money and awareness for the community. So, again, we're real excited to be going to that event. I'll be there kicking it and dancing. I love to dance, so we'll be doing some line dancing. We're going to have some wellness stuff where you can get a massage, you can get reflexology where they rub your feet and hands, maybe some healing sessions, some intuitive psychic readings. We're looking for distributors and vendors to be at the show. So if you've got a business that you know, works and highlights and is a good resource for women, please, please, please give me a call, 614-383-8073. Sorry, that's 614-383-8073. And we'll play the commercial right now so you can learn a little bit more about this fun event that's coming. One second, please. Well, looks like my computer is really having a time here. It's overheating and happy today. So I've been doing a lot, setting up a new business that I'll tell you all about, Social Mobile Up, with Deanna Martin. We're super excited to be able to provide business owners an opportunity to get leads from cell phones. So that's exciting. So here is one of our vendors right now. Actually, we're having a problem here. Hold on a second for me. Well, I can't play a commercial. My computer's locked up. So give me a second while I reboot. And let's just talk about the rest of the show. So on Thursday, I don't know for any of our listeners out there, if you are single or if you remember what it was like to be single, but it's kind of hard to have a career or be a mother and get back out into the dating force, or a father and get back out there. So I've got a friend, Tammy Wilson, who was also on the show last week. And she was able to give us a little insight into how we might find our ideal mate. And with that in mind, her event, her singles networking event, is happening this Thursday at Coach's Bar and Grill on Bethel Road in Columbus, Ohio. And you can go to her website and register, pre-register for free, or it is a $5 or $10 donation at the door where you'll have access to different prizes and fun stuff like that. So looks like I've got to kill my pages here on Google Chrome and reload it in order to play the Advent One commercial for you and our other fun stuff and to see if we've got callers on the line. So if you're listening, callers, I apologize, but this is what happens with beautiful technology. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And so we'll just keep rolling with it. As long as I'm on the phone, we're still on the air, and that means I can help, you know, facilitate working and talking to our listeners. So let's see if we've got this going here. And so that event starts at 5:30, again, at Coach's Bar and Grill. And come out and network with some fun people, and you never know, you might meet the man or woman of your dreams. So here is the information on the Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret fundraiser.
Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is proud to celebrate this May 17th Mother's Day, a fundraiser for Advert One Youth Mother's Transitional Life Program to be held at 3790 Grotto Hall in Columbus, Ohio. This Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret offers you an opportunity to celebrate you as a woman, that special woman in your life, your mother, bring your girlfriends. If you're not a mother, just come and celebrate as a single for having a mother in your life. It's just $15 at the door or $10 advance tickets. We're raising money to build a building and renovate it for this transitional life program for youth mothers who have nowhere to go. It's going to be a great opportunity to come out and have fun and get pampered. Call Renee at 614-886-3565 for ticket information. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, give Heather a call at 614-383-8073. Again, come on out May 17th, 2013, and celebrate with us from 6 to 1 p.m. in the morning. Sponsored by Girlfriends Talk Magazine and Purpose for Women International. See you then.
Welcome back. This is Heather L. Tappy, a Prosperity Advisor. We're so grateful to have you listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show today. And I'm laughing because I'm trying to do so much at the same time. I keep messing up technology. I'm saving articles that I need to post. I'm trying to get my computer off mute and sending text messages to our listeners. So bear with me, folks. Looks like we got a lot of activity going on today, and we certainly do. So it's very exciting. Wanted to let you know that we will be talking about tea tree oil, and which is also called Melaleuca oil, in our Mosaic moment. I don't think Mosaic could call in today, but we'll be doing that very shortly. And then we've got Tamara Premer calling in, who is our expert on healthy, happy, healthy families go green. And she is a good, good friend of mine who really inspired me to get on the organic whole food raw food track about 6 years ago. Changed my life, and I'm real excited to have her as a guest to support you. She's a mother of a special needs child, and she'll be sharing her journey and tips with us on that. So definitely stay tuned to the show. Let's see if we've got our first caller, if they were able to make it on the line. Give me 1 second while I switch screens here. Yep, looks like we're having some major techie difficulties, so still don't have a guest caller. So what I'm going to do is play a few more commercials while we're waiting on Tamara to get on the line, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
give Dawn a call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.dawnofthenewera.com. Are you a business owner looking for the largest bang for your buck in lead generation? Try Social Mobile Up, granting you access to mobile cell phone searches. Did you know that 92% of keyword searches are being conducted by smartphone users, and 89% of them take action towards a phone call, a purchase, or a walk-in? Partner with Google Innovation, the leader in AdWords marketing. We provide you with real-time, real-tracking dashboard integration for just pennies per lead. If your business is not advertising on mobile, you are missing out on revenue. Call Social Mobile Up today, 614-383-8073. Visit us on the web to receive a $50 credit via email towards your next ad campaign just for mentioning this ad. www.socialmobileup.com. Your success is our success.
Welcome back. You are tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business and the community. Looks like we've had a few technical difficulties today, so again, I sincerely apologize. We've got a caller on hold, so let me see who we've got and what their question is. Hi, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It's Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. Great. You're rescuing me from the first 12 minutes of chaos on the show. It's been my computer keeps, like, crashing, and then it's been a nightmare. So I'm so glad that you were able to get on the air today. I've shared with the audience a little bit about what they can expect, and we were going to start off with the mosaic moment talking about tea tree oil, which we know is also called melaleuca oil. So if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and do you feel confident enough to share a little bit about melaleuca oil with the audience today?
Oh, absolutely, and thank you for inviting me to your show.
Oh, you're welcome. Give me one second. I've got to play Mosaic's intro. I just have to find it. Where is it? I am not organized today. I'm still trying to get the article out there for the audience. So, good Lord. Where is it? Aha. So we're going to play this quick 30-second intro, and then you're welcome to just launch into the properties of tea tree oil, and I'll share the article. There, she's given us 8 tips. About the uses for tea tree oil. So, 1 second, stay with me.
It's time for the Mosaic Beauty and Wellness Moment, featuring Tokisha Mosaic of Nzuri Watu Wellness and Beauty. This wonderful consultant is exclusive to you on the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. We'll share with you her tips on beauty, wellness, and spiritual enlightenment. Let's hear what Mosaic has to share with us next. Stay tuned. The Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show.
Okay, so it is time, folks, for the Mosaic Beauty and Wellness Moment, sponsored by Nzuri Watu Beauty and Wellness, which our beautiful Mosaic is writing us an article every week to help us with Stay Beautiful and Young. And I'm so grateful to have Tamara on the phone because she's actively working with melaleuca oil and can share her insights and experience with it as I share with you Mosaic's 8 reasons why you should use tea tree oil. So, Tamara, I know we didn't get a chance to introduce you, so why don't you tell the audience a little bit what your experience is with tea tree oil?
Sure. First of all, tea tree oil, it comes from a plant, kind of like a shrub or a tree-looking thing. The leaves of it kind of remind you of the shape of a pine tree, the needles in a sense. But then it does have, I don't know if you would call them like little berries, but like a different part of the plant. And the entire tree is cut down. This is a 100% renewable resource. And it is cut down when it's harvested, and and they put it into like a big vat, and they just, you know, distill the oil from it. So it's a 100% pure oil. And the different uses, there are, I would say, six main qualities to this oil. It is a natural antiseptic, so it does help reduce an infection risk. It's very soothing. It relieves, like, bee stings. And it penetrates deeply into the skin. It's also non-caustic, so it is not harmful. It does not cause any chemical reactions or anything like that. And then it also is a very effective solvent. So it can actually be used in cleaners and things for disinfecting, deodorizing, cleaning areas and keeping them safe to be around children and the family. And it also smells very nice. It has like a piney scent to it. Now, my personal experience with Melaleuca oil, I have two very good stories.
Before you go into that, we want to bring in some of Mosaic's tips as well. So thank you so much for really giving the audience a clear definition of what tea tree oil is. You're doing a great job. I know you were a little nervous about being on the show, but we're just going to have a conversation. It's easy peasy. You know, what Mosaic's sharing with us is a little, you know, very similar to what you've already said. It treats acne and razor bumps, and I actually have like a fever blister or some reaction on my lip, and I've been using the Melaleuca, the Melaleuca gel that I've got from Melaleuca.com, the company we're going to talk about later in the show, and been putting that on my lip as well. You know, she just says it treats acne and razor bumps. Number two usage, it's an antiseptic. This is a good one. I should have used it in my old house. It kills and cleans mold. It cleans and kills mold, I should say. It doesn't clean the mold. And it helps with colds, and it's great for dental health. Oh, that's a good one. Controls dandruff, soothes insect bites. It's antifungal. So you guys will be able to read that article on the examiner.com column that I post. And I'll share that on our fan page as well. And go ahead, Tamara, tell us one of your stories about, you know, you were about to share with us about your personal experience with tea tree oil or Melaleuca oil.
Sure. I have two pretty good ones. I was working in a bakery, and I was baking large trays of brownies, and we only had one rack. So the trays that were being pulled out were also on the same rack as the cold trays that I just mixed that were ready to go into the oven, and they were baking at 350 degrees. And I was going very fast. We had a big order, and lo and behold, I come up under a pan and lift it right off the rack with my bare hand, and it was a pan that I had just pulled out of the oven about 30 seconds beforehand. And immediately I started getting sick, and I had remembered that in my son's backpack at the daycare, I had Melaleuca oil in the front pocket. And so I put my hands under cold water, took a deep breath, and I ran one block to the nursery, and I got the Melaleuca oil on my hand, and it was just amazing because within seconds, the pain started subsiding. And I was able to work the rest of that day. And I did have to wear like an oven mitt on my hand, but it was not, I mean, it was more about just protecting the skin from any rubbing type motion. But I was pretty much pain-free the whole day. And that to me was
incredible.
Absolutely amazing. Yes. And I was like, wow, this is amazing stuff. So, yes, so that was huge. The other one is, go ahead.
Wait, Cameron, one at a time. I just want to say, conversation, back and forth. A lot of people don't remember where medicine comes from. They spend so much time going to pharmacies and going to the doctor that they forget that these things didn't exist when their origin of burns and sickness started. So we had to go to plants and medicinal plants such and oils and all that. But this is where all this came from. You know, we forget the penicillin. Help me out with the word. I'm not speaking well today. I've had too many cookies. Penicillin. Help me. What word am I saying? penicillin, thank you. Penicillin came from mold. And so, you know, here's a common example of where if we would just go back to nature and utilize the resources that she has given us, Mother Earth has given us, we could truly have a inexpensive or actually completely free, if you grow it yourself in a garden, medicine cabinet. And I know you're going to talk a little bit more about that and so forth. So, you know, we, again, appreciate you being on the show and so forth. And we're really excited to have you, you know, sharing your stories. And you've got so much great information. And I know it's all swimming in your head right now, and you're excited to share it. So we just want to give people little nuggets at a time so we don't overwhelm them so they can actually take some notes here while they're listening. Okay. So that's pretty exciting. I'm going to go ahead and play a quick commercial while I set up the article on tea tree oil for a few more seconds, give you a chance to take a breather, and then we'll come back and launch into practical applications for your children and then get a little bit more into your story and background into what's taking you on this journey of healing and energy work. Fair enough?
Sure, thank you.
Okay. All right, sounds good. All right, just make sure your phone's muted or don't say anything while we're doing the commercial. Hold on a second for me.
Entre Excellence Radio Show is proud to celebrate this May 17th Mother's Day, a fundraiser for Advert One Youth Mother's Transitional Life Program to be held at 3790 Grotto Hall in Columbus, Ohio. This Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret offers you an opportunity to celebrate you as a woman, that special woman in your life, your mother, bring your girlfriends. If you're not a mother, just come and celebrate as a single for having a mother in your life. It's just $15 at the door or $10 advance tickets. We're raising money to build a building and renovate it for this transitional life program for youth mothers who have nowhere to go. It's going to be a great opportunity to come out and have fun and get pampered. Call Renee at 614-886-3565 for ticket information. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, give Heather a call at 614-383-8073. Again, come on out May 17th, 2013, and celebrate with us from 6 to 1 p.m. in the morning. Sponsored by Girlfriends Talk Magazine and Purpose for Women International. See you then.
Hey, okay, great. Thanks so much for tuning in again. You're listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. I'm Heather L. Tapia, your host, and we have a fabulously gifted and knowledgeable guest on the show today, Ms. Tamara Premer of Healthy Happy Families Go Green and Melaleuca.com. And we were just talking about practical applications of tea tree oil, highlighted by our beauty and wellness correspondent, Mosaic. And Tamara was just about to share another example of real life experience she had with Melaleuca oil. So go ahead.
Thank you, Heather. I'm going to go ahead and share a couple ways that you can use them with the children. One of the things you can do with Melaleuca oil is add a few drops to the palm of your hand with a little bit of body lotion and mix it together, and it makes a very safe and effective insect repellent for children. And the feedback that I got from my son's camp last year, that he was the only child at camp that did not have bugs swarming around him during camp. And that is exactly what we used. Tea tree oil is also very effective with bee stings. Jackson's only been stung once, but I just luckily had my Melaleuca oil right with me, and I immediately put it on the sting. And he had stopped crying and everything within 30 seconds. It was amazing. And so that are, you know, it's two applications. And then, of course, he has this little issue with his toenail. If it's clipped wrong, it's very easy for it to get, like, a little infection or fungus in there. And normally I have to soak his toe for weeks. But if I use the Melaleuca oil in 2 days, it's dried up and just gone. And I have used the Melaleuca oil a couple times when the doctor had given me prescriptions for antibiotics for, you know, a similar thing when he had had his hand surgery. And it just worked. In a matter of days, it was absolutely gone, healed up. There was no infection, and I didn't need to use the antibiotics. And I just felt really good about that. And so it's one of those things that's very small to keep with you at all times. And, it, you know, it's there for cuts, scrapes, stings, insect repellent. So it's just a very wonderful all-around first aid kit, you know, something to throw in your purse or keep in the car or take camping for sure.
Well, and I love that, you know, you're giving clear, simple opportunities for, you know, parents, especially the bug ones. I didn't realize about keeping the bugs away because, you know, I love to go hiking, and I bet I could rub it on my dogs, because now that I'm over here in Blacklick, one of my benefits out here is I have all these woods and little trails behind the condos, and I was all excited, and I'm getting in shape and having a good time until I went to scratch my arm one morning and pulled a tick off my arm. And that is not something you want to wake up to. And I threw the little sucker across the bathroom floor when I panicked and realized, oh, my God, this is not dead skin. This is a thing. And then I realized, oh, my God, now it's in my bathroom. I've got to find it again. And it did not want to die. I ran it down the drain of the sink, went outside, came back, and it was on top of my toilet paper roll. Like, nothing had happened. So I got that sucker and I flushed him. And then for, like, the entire day, I was afraid he was going to crawl back out at me after I went to the bathroom. So it's good to know that I can use something like Melaleuca oil and rub it all over my dogs. And hopefully I never, ever, ever, ever have to see one of those things again.
Yes, and that is, it is very scary. Now, I do know that if you had less than 24 hours of contact with a tick, at least you can feel good that there's no chance of Lyme disease at that time. So,
well, he was kind of attached to my arm, and there's still, like,
mm-hmm.
I can rub on my arm, and there's a little circle there, and there's a flap of skin that's hanging off. But he wasn't all big and fat and juicy, so I don't know. I don't want to think about it anymore. Let's just
say
that.
That's okay. I had that happen once, and so I just know. Just know if it's attached for less than 12 hours, you should be in the clear. But I would absolutely, you know, put something like a tea tree oil on that immediately, you know, to get penetrating into the skin. And so.
Well, that's cool. I did not know that. So I've got some in the cabinet, I believe. And if not, the good news is because of my connection to Tamara, and I shared this in your introduction, you know, you have been such a driving force for me, an inspiration on what the concept of raw foods and organic foods and healthy nutrition can be. And I think it's a real confusion to people, and it really is just a simple choice and a short, small, simple integration into your lifestyle. As so many people, and you probably hear this too when you start talking about it, you get this objection all the time. It's just, I can't afford organic. I just can't afford to eat it. Do you hear that a lot?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to people?
When you're eating high-quality food, you will eat a lot less. And
exactly.
So if you plan properly, the reason you are eating so much is your body's not getting the nutrition that it needs. When your body is nourished properly, and I think a lot of people are familiar with the green smoothies, you know, throwing some spinach in the blender with some banana and pineapple, whatever it is. But when you start your day out with that type of nutrition, you can sprinkle a little kelp in there or Dulse flakes and really get your body some vitamins and minerals right in the beginning of the day. You will eat like half of what you would normally eat if you start out with some sort of sweet, you know, unhealthy type breakfast, let's just say. And so you actually eat less, but you just have to plan. And now with the, you know, the big topic being the, you know, genetically modified organisms, all the GMOs that's in our food supply,
mm-hmm.
you know, the hardest part is people just don't realize how difficult it is to eat healthy. You really have to do a lot of research now. It's not like our grandparents. We're not growing our gardens in our backyard anymore. Our food comes from all over the world, and who knows what's being put on it. And the United States is one of the most lax countries. I know in Europe there are over 400 chemicals banned in their country, and in the United States there's only 5. And
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, there's all kinds of things that we are being exposed to that just is not being researched and is not being looked at. And ultimately, and that's kind of what the whole conversation will be about today, we are each responsible for our family's well-being. It's really up to us to educate ourselves so that we can get into a position where we can make educated decisions about the health of our family. And it's getting the confidence so that we follow our gut feeling, we develop ourselves so we know how to research therapies and can go beyond just what the typical practice is in our country at this time.
Well, exactly. And it's, you know, one thing that in this journey that I've been on since you introducing me to organic foods and so forth is, and I kind of explain it like this, it's like if you had one spinach leaf and you knew it had one unit of nutrition and you had the option to pick one with 1,000 units of nutrition, which is the organic option, which would you mm-hmm. pick? And so, I find that you, because you're so excited and you feel good and you want to eat healthy, you will start to crave it. And you can tell the difference. Like, I knew immediately when I woke up this morning that I needed to drink a kale and spinach shake. Like, I just blend mine in the blender and drink it. And I haven't gotten to it yet. And so I've been eating cookies and crap. And it's like, if I had just done that when I woke up this morning instead of working on a video, then I would have felt better. And I'd be clear. So it's like your body is going to tell you what it needs. You just get to learn how to listen. And I think for me that was a really fun process for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you give the audience a little bit about your background and your bio?
Okay. Well, I was an accountant, and then in 2000, I had my first child, and he had a rare disorder called Rubenstein-Tavy syndrome, which is a chromosomal disorder, and we had no clue that there was an issue. So it was the day he was born, and we found out all these things, and it was a whirlwind that day. And luckily, there were two things that have defined the path that I took from that day forward. One of them was I had read a book called The Prenatal Classroom, and it talked about how you could teach your baby while they were still inside your stomach. And I'm like, well, that's kind of goofy, but there was this thing called the kick game. And so sure enough, you push on your tummy, and the baby will learn to kick back wherever you push. And my son was fully playing this game. He had learned the kick game, and it was a lot of fun. And so what was very interesting to me, there was this moment, because the doctor spared no time in telling me all the horrible things that could be wrong with this beautiful thing that I had just held in my arms only moments before. I just remember this little light coming up inside of me saying, if he can learn, he can learn, and I will find a way. And that's all I knew. I listened to everything the doctor said, but I already knew my son could learn. So the fact that he was telling me as an adult he would have the mentality of a six-year-old, if it was a mild case, I just was not grasping that. I heard it, but that was not going to be our future.
And
the
love
other,
that because I think that's the nugget of hope and defining moment that a lot of mothers that I've spoken with, special needs children, have. And I think that speaks volumes of courage and inspiration. And I want people to understand that you're the voice of hope. And that's a beautiful story. I didn't even know that. So thank you for sharing that with our audience. Keep talking. This was really nice.
Okay, sure. And while I was pregnant, I had chosen this book, and it was called How to Teach Your Baby Multiple Intelligence. And I liked it because it seemed very natural. It wasn't like a super baby book, you know, to have the mega genius of the world. It just had a very nice, real, natural touch to it. And since I knew my child could learn, I just thought, I'm going to continue with this educational program that I have chosen for my son. And I continued reading through the book. And I was about halfway through it. And I'm like, what is brain-injured child? What does he mean by a brain-injured child? Who is this doctor? And I flip it to the back of the book, and sure enough, here this gentleman had been studying children, special needs children, since the 1950s, and had learned how they learned. He had been working on all these things to help them. He had studied their brain and how they responded. And from all the work he'd done with them, he had developed what we would call a well baby program so that you could teach to well children. So I had picked up this book, and I do not think, you know, it was coincidence. I do think that was God, you know, defining my future at that point. And so, I mean, I went to the website and I just started bawling because for the first time, this would have been Jackson, when I had this moment, Jackson was 6 months old. For the first time, someone was giving me answers, and they were not, you know, preparing me for all the doctors that were going to be in our future. These people were giving me answers. And so I wrote the last bit of money I had in my bank account, and I went to train for a week with these people, and I learned how to do a technique called patterning. And when I came back to my hometown, and now I'm a single mom at this point, just to clarify there, and I couldn't get any help. None of the doctors would support. They said the people I was learning from, they didn't agree with their techniques. I could not get any help. And so I grew up in Worcester, and I went to the College of Worcester because they had a volunteer organization there. And sure enough, within 2 or 3 days, there were, I think, 20 students that were all on board to help me do this patterning. And January of 2001, if you laid my son on the floor, now he would have been 1 year, he would have just turned a year old in January, he could not move an inch in either direction, not at all. He was totally, you know, non-mobile. He could not sit up by himself, anything like that. And so we started this patterning. We did it 3 times a day. We had 1 session on campus for the children or for the students that could not, you know, didn't have cars. And then we had a couple faculty members that joined in. And by the end of that semester, my son was crawling 600 to 800 feet a day. And it was just amazing. And everyone
was amazing.
It is. And especially to, you know, just let everyone know, there was not one doctor that would support me in helping me do that. And it was very interesting. And so that was my first experience with an alternative technique working. And
what I think a lot of doctors, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think you touched on something important that I just wanted to bring more awareness to. I'm pretty sure that most mothers have felt that same frustration and non-support from their medical, you know, experts and support systems.
Yes.
Where, you know, and I think, you know, it's not slamming the medical profession, because I certainly see that the problem with that is the fact that they're overworked and there's not a lot of time for extra education because they're trying to work. And so, you know, it has to be a doctor who wants to specialize in this and has a passion for it. And that's not general practitioners. Like, okay, you don't go to Jiffy Lube to get your transmission fixed. You go there for an oil change, right?
Absolutely, yes. And
so that's
that
a good way
to
look at it. Yeah.
Yes, and that is one of the first points that I would like to share with your audience when you are researching an alternative therapy. You go to the people who are doing the therapy. If your doctor is not already doing the therapy, then there's no way that he can give you an honest opinion. If you've never eaten at a restaurant, you do not know how the food is. And so that is one of the concepts that people kind of overlook. They just assume, and we're both at fault, everybody just assumes the doctor is just supposed to know everything. And what they need to realize that there are many schools of thought out there for health and wellness, and our medical system is just one. And it's not going to be the answer for everyone. It's going to be the answer if you're looking for drugs. You will get drugs there. And they're very dangerous drugs, so you need to have someone like a doctor who knows how to prescribe them properly and knows the symptoms and all of that, because they're dangerous and they can kill you, and even properly prescribed drugs kill people. So it's a dangerous process, so you have to have that system in place if you're going to use drugs. And the same thing with surgery and these surgical procedures. You have to have what we have in our country for our medical system. You have to have that in place for that type of work. And so I think the big misunderstanding that a lot of mothers may have is that they're looking for a one-shop stop. Or one, what is it? One-stop shop. There you go.
Yeah, we're in the same book today.
So one of the bits of advice that really, really, really helped me a lot when I began looking was a quote from Barbara Brennan, and she's, you know, a very famous energy healer. And she said, you know, when someone makes the statement that your condition is incurable, it's not about you. It's about their ability to help you with your issue. And so that makes a lot of sense. If you go to a practitioner and they say, well, your condition's incurable, then that means that their science, whatever modality they're representing, they don't know how to get rid of it for you. They don't know how to get you out of that situation.
I appreciate that you said that.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that. And so a lot of times I put it in more user-friendly terms, you know, if you go to your neighbor and knock on the door and ask them for a cup of sugar for your cookie recipe, if they're out of sugar, it doesn't matter how long you stand there and knock on the door, they're still going to be out of sugar. You need to go to another neighbor and knock on the door and see if they have any sugar. So it's just that kind of a, you know, that kind of a picture. So that was, you know, one of the tips. You know, you always have to make sure that you realize who is it really an expert that you're talking to. And also what people have to understand from a doctor's standpoint, if their medical science has not proven something, I do not believe they're legally allowed to tell you. Because, you know, especially in our country, they have to watch every word that they say, because if they give you advice and something goes wrong, and then, you know, and so there is no way that a doctor, without having, you know, his proper, you know, whatever is the AMA behind him or whoever he would need to have to say, yes, you know, we have done the double-blind medical studies to the gold standard, and yes, this does help that condition, and it is an alternative therapy. You know, they're very limited themselves in what they can do. So it goes both ways. So we just need to, and that's why I say we need to learn to research and ask our own questions and build our confidence. And that's why I always talk about the healer mom attitude, is understand that this is rocket science, but it's a mother's rocket science. We learn it. We understand it. Not everyone is going to get it. It is physics. You know, there's a lot of principles that are very advanced physics when you are getting into the alternative therapies and stuff. And our medicine isn't there. It's so far away that it doesn't even understand it. It's barbaric in some ways when it comes to energy medicine and some of the alternative therapies that have been around for, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 years. And that's because of the model that they're using to test it. It doesn't mean that we're wrong or that they're wrong. It's just that we're not there yet. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course I do. And you know, I think that's an important point when making decisions for yourself or making decisions for your family. And it tends to become basically a full-time job. And I know that is the case for many mothers that I'm aware of special needs children. So let's talk a little bit about your specific personal journey with that. You know, being a parent, a mom of a special needs child,
How difficult was it in the beginning, and how did you overcome that to today, dealing with having to be your son's the full-time job? What did you do? How have you survived, and what strategies and inspiration can you offer to our audience and other moms?
Okay. Well, I would say that most of what I have done is just self-study. So it, you know, I didn't have to have any special skills. I wasn't born, you know, there's nothing that I was born with that is making this, you know, any different. What it was just the desire to help my son. The doctors right off the bat said there's no protocol for this and you're on your own, basically. And so I just started reading a lot and read a lot of books, and I would try things out myself, and every once in a while I would go take a class. And if it worked for me, I got certified. And I think if you just stay in prayer and you keep an open mind, you know, you will be led on the path that will help your child. And one of the things that I have noticed is, especially, you know, if you're new, starting out, trying to figure out how you go through this maze of information, some things sounded very weird to me. You know, people think, oh, there's this, you know, thing called sound therapy, and they record your voice, and it can tell you what vitamins and minerals are lacking in your body and what enzymes are, you know, out of whack or something. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Who sold you that idea? But what I noticed is the third time I heard it, I knew that it was coming from above. And there were times when I would just look at the sky and say, okay, Lord, I get it now. I'm going to go research this one. And so because of that experience, I'm never afraid now to be the first person to bring up something. If someone says, oh, my child has this, I'll say, oh, my gosh, have you ever read this, or have you ever heard of this? I've tried this, and it's worked. Because if I'm the first person, it could be another 6 months before the second person comes into their child's life to, you know, start the mother thinking about, wow, it's the third time I've heard of this technique. Maybe I should call someone. And I don't know if that's helpful, but that is just kind of one of my life lessons, because I just know by speaking up, even when it may not be, you know, when other people might think I'm a total weirdo for saying something, you know, what it means to that child is that getting help 6 months earlier. And when you're a developing little brain, that is a lot of time.
Well, yes, and I think, you know, you're not saying anything that's off base or out of a line. I mean, you have to, the mother has to do the research. But let's talk about, you know, how do you do the research and take care of your child and make money? You know, it's not easy, and I think it's important that we should get into the guts a little bit about your struggle and see if there's any additional tips that somebody out there might be in the same situation that can hear it, and you might offer a new perspective that they hadn't tried or thought of. So share with the audience,
sure.
you know, that journey piece of it, and you know, and pardon me for not knowing the correct lingo here, but, you know, government support, health support, school support, those kind of issues. You've had some roadblock or hiccup in all of these areas. And you're not alone.
Absolutely.
I think that's just standard.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the things I did want to talk about today, because I really do want to reach out to other families that may be out there, so that they tell us, you know, oh, you're very unique. There aren't many people in this situation. And then, sure enough, I have another conversation with the next family I meet, and there's a lot of people in this situation. So what has been very difficult, as you know, is that there's no way to get insurance for my son. He's not insurable. And so when your child's on a heart monitor and oxygen, and you come home from the hospital, and then all of a sudden you're single and you have no one to help, you know, what are you supposed to do? And it was very difficult. And so, you know, and once you're in that position now, it was about a year before I had to go on public assistance. But what was difficult was the only way I could get insurance for my son was to live at such a low standard that he qualified for Medicaid based on income. And that was very difficult. And I can tell you that there have been times where when he was young enough that he could go into daycare, I would take a part-time job and I would be able to work, you know, maybe up to 30 hours a week and put him in a daycare. But then, you know, that's only for a couple of years. And to be quite honest, it depended who was president at the time, because there was a time when I was in the middle of working and all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, I'm making like $8 an hour just working a little bit, and my child care went to $120 a week. Well, I'm only working part-time making $8 an hour. And so, you know, the thing is that you should not sustain a higher quality of life when you stop working. If that happens, there's a problem with the system. And so I have run into that incident, you know, a couple times in life where certain programs were cut to subsidize child care and things. And so then it put us back into being fully dependent on government programs. And the biggest thing that's happened recently, which has been very difficult, is I waited 11 years to get a waiver. And what a waiver is it treats the child as if they're an adult. And so most children are not earning an income, therefore on their own they would qualify for Medicaid based on income, and then they award the child a Medicaid card, and then you would get all of the Medicaid benefits free just for your child, and your income is no longer counted in the calculation. And so then it allows families to be free to work again, and the child at least has basic insurance if you cannot provide it. And that was our, you know, our situation. But what was very interesting to me is that after we waited 11 years, because you only get so many, each county only gets so many waivers that they can give out every quarter, I believe it is. And so you're on a waiting list. And so in 11 years, we got our waiver. And right within a year of that, we received a notice. They do all these calculations all the time, so things change. And lo and behold, they counted Jackson's child support and the money that he got from Social Security all as his income. They said that his income was over the poverty standard, and for every dollar that he was over the poverty standard, we had to pay back in order to access Medicaid. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know.
How did you feel at that moment? What was going through your mind right then?
Oh, my gosh. I just thought, man, I must have done really awful somewhere, some point, because I just can't win. You know, every time I think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have a break, this is finally over, you know, I can, you know, get going with my life and, you know, get this information out and do what I know I'm supposed to be doing. There is, you know, just another kick that comes from these government programs. And the thing that's so fascinating about it is, you know, child support is the father's income. And so, since I'm not married, if I was married to the father, we could make $300,000 a year and still get this stuff for free. But because it's child support, that counts as the child's income. And that's the law. And I have talked to our government officials and our representative on the national level is aware of the law and says he's fine with it. He thinks that's fine the way it is. Now, thank God, where I live, our state representative has actually been trying to help me with the situation. And so it's very, very good. And in a sense, I'm very lucky that this happened to me, because I am, you know, doing whatever I need to do, talking to the people that I need to talk to, so that hopefully there will be a change that will be benefiting all special needs families that would be in the situation, which would mostly be the most vulnerable ones, which would be the single parents receiving child support.
So what can somebody do that's listening? How can they embrace this cause, this political cause that you're on, this track? Where can they go to get more information to support you in this journey for themselves as well as for their children?
Well, I guess we could go. I mean, I do have a fan page for the Healthy Happy Families Go Green, you know, which is, you know, there's a lot of topics that kind of fall under that. I know we could communicate that way.
On Facebook would be a good resource for you.
Yeah, probably on Facebook, because the thing that's so difficult, you know, I have talked to so many people. I have gone to all different types of, you know, I've talked to the legal establishment, I've talked to the disability, you know, people, you know, the legal aspect of it. I've I've gone to legal clinics. I've called universities in the area, talked to their law schools. And really, what is very fascinating to me is there isn't any help. And there isn't anyone to really, you know, get behind this. And so I would say, you know, for anyone listening to this, if you're in a situation like this, please contact me, because the more voices that can share their story, the more chance we have to change it. Because I really don't think when you look at what the program was set up for, it's to help people with special needs children get insurance so they can get on with their lives and get back to work. So I don't think this is done purposely. But if there's only one person speaking out about it, then they just assume, well, you know, this is just a rare situation. And so I just don't think that it is from the people that I've talked to. There's a lot of people that are having to pay these patient liabilities, and they're ridiculous numbers. So that would probably be the best contact point for now.
Okay, well, and all those links are going to be on Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page
okay.
on Facebook. Tamara's going to be a pretty regular guest, I believe, on our show because she has so much knowledge. She's just a plethora of resource, whether it's how to clean your house with non-toxic chemicals, where to buy the best organic food, how to make recipes. Oh, my God, we used to talk for hours just on how to juice your food and how much research you did. Like, I'm blown away. Like, do you still have that Samson juicer?
Yes, I do.
I still want one of those. They probably don't make them anymore. But, you know, so just knowing, just tapping into you, and you can be a guest on our show, you know, every week if you wanted, because I know we won't run out of topics to talk about. I truly know that.
Well, thank you.
But you're welcome. Well, let's take a quick break. We're going to play a commercial. My social mogul up, it's a new division of my Abundance Video Marketing and Abundance Marketing Pro company. I'm super excited about it. And we are partnered up with Net Social Mojo with Deanna Martin. And if you're a business owner out there and you are not accessing the tens of hundreds of thousands of people that are now searching for your business on their cell phone and their tablet, you are missing out on money, and Social Mobile Up can help you with that. So here's a quick word from our sponsor, Sam. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner looking for the largest bang for your buck in lead generation? Try Social Mobile Up, granting you access to mobile cell phone searches. Did you know that 92% of keyword searches are being conducted by smartphone users? And 89% of them take action towards a phone call, a purchase, or a walk-in? Partner with Google Innovation, the leader in AdWords marketing. We provide you with real-time, real-tracking dashboard integration for just pennies per lead. If your business is not advertising on mobile, you are missing out on revenue. Call Social Mobile Up today, 614-383-8073. Visit us on the web to receive a $50 credit via email towards your next ad campaign just for mentioning this ad. www.socialmobileup.com. Your success is our success.
Thank you again. You are listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. I'm Heather L. Tappy, a prosperity advisor, author, empowerment speaker, and your host for this beautiful experience. And we have the fabulous Tamara Premer as our highlighted guest today. And Tamara has been so gracious to share her journey as the mother of a special needs son, beautiful, beautiful son Jackson, and just a little nugget of her experience with that. And we were just talking about the use of Melaleuca oil and all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm looking forward to getting Healthy Happy Families commercial on the radio show shortly. I want to record it with you and Jackson. What do you think about that?
I think he would love it.
I can totally hear him in the background. We'll jam out some music and so forth. So definitely get that going. Wanted to segue a little bit because we've got about 20 more minutes
And then I've got a 4 o'clock appointment I've got to get ready for. Let's talk about solutions for stay-at-home moms because, you know, obviously when you have a child, it requires, you know, 24-hour care or extensive care, even if they can go to school. Like my really good friend Rowena, she's been a guest on our show. She's got a nonprofit called the Jacqueline Siglos Foundation, and I'm looking forward to getting you guys hooked up together. Jackie mm-hmm. is got CHARGE syndrome, which has affected pretty much all of her organ systems in one capacity or another, immunity. She has trouble seeing. She has a full 24-hour, she got a feeding tube. So she's constantly having to be under the supervision and care of a nurse. She does go to school, and Rowena has to, you know, basically sit up with her all night because she keeps pulling her feeding tube out. She's 19 years old, which is phenomenal. But she's mm-hmm. a lot of work. And so Rowena's got her husband and another daughter. She's got her own business. She's an entrepreneur. She's an amazing, amazing woman. And, you know, we're working with her to help her get funding to open up a medical center in the Philippines. Because her story is, if she had gone back to the Philippines when her visa ran out, Jackie would be dead because there's no way she could have gotten the medical attention and care she needed. So, but at the same time, you have to be vigilant. You have to be discerning and an educated parent, and that's what, you know, your experience and what you're speaking about. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, your journey in supporting your child as a social, I'm sorry, as a single mother and, you know, what you're doing today to free up some of your time and space so that, you know, you can be more available to be a person, not just the mother of Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, that was a very difficult piece of the puzzle because when you don't have anyone in the home to help you so that you can get away, even to just get up in the morning and take a walk. And I always tell people, you know, if you can wake up in the morning, put your child on a bus, go to work, your child comes home and they're learning at school and you're earning an income for your family, you have no idea how lucky you are. Because, you know, my situation is I have a child that is nonverbal, and so you have to be very concerned whose care he is in. Is he left alone with someone that I really, really know? What is happening at school? And so we've been in and out of a lot of schools, and one of the things that we will touch on another time is one of the greatest things I've ever done was learn how to teach my son. And that was something that I learned very early on, was how he learns and how to teach him. Because what that gave me is when I was meeting with the schools for the IEP, I could tell when they were blowing smoke, you know, or when they were really, you know, honest. Because if they said to me, oh, well, he only does this or he won't do that or he can't learn, then I just knew that their expectations were more that they didn't know how to teach him or that he couldn't learn, and they were just basically babysitting him. And so the piece that's always been very difficult is if your child isn't being educated properly, for me anyways, it was really hard for me to move on from that. And so, you know, you think you have school together, and I would put him into school, and we'd start with the school, and I would go off and, you know, start pursuing some sort of career again on a part-time basis. And then it always seemed to end up that it wasn't working. And so I had to look a lot at the work from home businesses and, you know, jobs working out of the home. And I had to be able to have my son with me because now we are doing the homeschooling, the public online school. We do a home development program, which is incredibly successful. And so I have all the right pieces of the puzzle now. And for me, what I have found is I finally found a company that allows me to work when I can work. I can work part-time. It's very good, you know, working from home, mostly as a manufacturer's rep. I just open accounts for people. And it's been a very good experience for me. Like, it, now that I am, you know, have that piece taken care of, and I've got my full puzzle now. We've got the education piece. We've got the therapy piece. And now we have the income coming in piece, and it just has filled in all the blanks with me. And so it is one of the challenging parts is finding that company where you can take your child or just that opportunity, whatever it could be, where, you know, you have to be able to take your child with you, or you have to be able to work from home with your child present. And I don't know if that answers the question or if I should go into more detail, but that's kind of how
it's been. That was brilliant. No, that's exactly what I was leading towards, because I think, you know, again, the theme of our show is entrepreneurial excellence. What do I want? I want everyone to be an entrepreneur. Why? Because then you don't have to have fear of where your money's coming from, and you can truly, you know, be in control and co-creator of your reality, so there isn't fear. And, you know, I think that's part of what, you know, the opportunity in network marketing and at-home franchising businesses for minimal investment, it makes a lot of sense. And, again, I always want people to monetize their passion, find what they're passionate about. And I love that you've been able to not only – find something, a position, a job, an income source that gives you flexibility, but talk a little bit about what attracts you so much to this company and who they are and why it's such a perfect synchronistic fit for you and your lifestyle.
Oh, sure. Well, I've partnered with Melaleuca, and what I love about it is, you know, every morning when we wake up, we put our energy towards something. Whatever our career is, we're putting our energy out there to either help people and leave society in a better place, or we're serving other people, or, you know, we can be putting our energy to actually, you know, hold people, like those government programs I was referring to earlier. And so what I really love about my work with Melaleuca, not only can I do it on my own time, you know, be able to set appointments when and where I would like to meet with people, but every time I shop there, I benefit 7 other American families. And every product, you know, like most of our products today are produced in China. Yeah, I think I heard somewhere somebody said like 75% of Johnson & Johnson's products or something like that are produced in China. And that's really important for us to realize today, that, you know, supporting American manufacturing, and that all these products, the chemicals are out of them, and, you know, that they are safe for our family, and there's not any, you know, there's not any safety caps and safety lids on their products, and they work so well, and, of course, a lot of it is because of the tea tree oil that's in them, and so I feel really good because I'm helping change the lives of other people, and I can tell you that since I started working for the company, it's been the first time in years that I can remember that I was excited to get out of bed in the morning. And I knew that, you know, for me, like I said earlier, it completed the whole puzzle. I'm helping other families. I'm helping other families just like me. I talked to a woman the other day who's married, has a special needs child, and when I asked how she was doing, she, you know, did she ever look for other ways to, you know, to make money from home or things like that? And she just started crying because of the stress of how to meet the needs of her son and her family and financially, you know, deal with all the extra expense of having a special needs child. So I feel really good, and I can already see people's lives changing. And, of course, my life is changing for the better as well. I'm working with an amazing team of people, and I don't know, it's just, it's all very, very good. So I don't know if I need to say anything else, but I feel very good about how I'm putting my energy out there every day now.
Well, I would say please share with the audience again how they can reach you, your phone number, your email, I mean, whatever it is that, you know, if this resonates for them and they want more information on Melaleuca, how can they get in touch with you directly?
Sure, absolutely. Well, if you are specifically interested, if you would like to learn more about working from home, the email to contact me at is Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, companyoverview@gmail.com. That would be the best way to contact me. But just in general, alternative therapies, you know, the better ways to eat, the whole concept of green and having a balanced life and a happy family, all of that, definitely, you know, go to the fan page on Facebook and communicate there, send me a message, but it's Healthy Happy Families Go Green,
and I think that everything could be handled that way.
Right, and you've got the .com, correct?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay, so happy, www.happyhealthyfamiliesgogreen.com will shortly be live. As soon as we get the fan page up, we will definitely be, you know, forwarding that domain to that, and then we'll have the traditional website up and running with even more information about Tamara, and maybe we'll get Tamara to do her blog and get some more tips and tricks out there for other stay-at-home moms. And, you know, it's not just for moms with special needs children. Obviously, you know, the forefront concern for any mother and father, too, because there's single fathers out there, is the, you know, the quality of care for their children. And they are our future. And, you know, there is a lot of access to positive supportive resources out there, one of them being our weekly show here at Entrepreneurial Excellence. So, you know, we're really excited to support Tamara. I've been using my personal story with Melaleuca. I've been a preferred customer of Melaleuca for the last 2 years, really. My stuff lasts forever because I'm single and it's concentrated. So a laundry detergent lasts me almost a year because I don't do laundry that much. And I'm laughing because I finally ran out. And I'm waiting for my new bottle. So, you know, I'm excited to be on the team with Tamara because she's passionate about it. She's dedicated to it. She's got one of the top business builders in the entire Melaleuca company as our upline and support. You know, so if you want to learn from the best and grow the business and make a retirement-like income and at the same time support and nurture your family and give back to the community, Melaleuca is a great and fabulous choice. My story is my dog Pitta was having seizures, and I couldn't figure out why. And I being a scientist, I started an Excel spreadsheet, and I started to track, like, what was going on with my mind, what was going on with my energy, what was I doing that day before, what was I doing during the day, what time did she have a seizure, how long did it last, was it typical to the last? I mean, I really was trying to figure this out, and I can imagine that's how a mom feels with their child. So she's my baby, and she was sick, and she's having seizures, and it's scary as crap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I knew because I had a cat that had diabetes, and I knew what that expense was, and I knew what they were going to charge me, and I knew they weren't going to figure it out. And then Pitta would be on medicine and on so on and so on. And being a holistic healer and know there's alternative solutions out there, I wanted to use those alternative solutions. And so I wanted to go to a resource that I felt good about that was cost-effective but natural. Most importantly, absolutely 100% natural. And I don't want to put money in the vet's pocket for a bunch of tests, and I'm not slamming all vets, but I had a bad experience. I wanted to put, you know, the health on my dog. And the law of attraction is a beautiful thing, and I ran across Lori Groves and Melaleuca, and she shared with me that these chemicals are non-toxic, that kids and people could literally drink them, or if they smell them, they're not going to die. Because what I had noticed is my cat was, she's now 23, God bless her, still peeing in corners. She's ruined a whole corner of my condo now. But it was peeing in a corner, and I went to clean it, and I was using Pine Sol, which you can imagine is the cheapest, most toxic probably chemical resource besides bleach that I could have used. And the fumes were flowing in right next to Pitta's cage underneath the bedroom door. And I kind of put those two things together, and I stopped using Pine Sol, and she was seizure-free for a year. So,
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty amazing. And now I know also that she's a very high vibrational animal and very attuned to energies. And so, you know, if I'm out of balance, she'll respond that way. If there's negative energy in the home, she'll respond that way. And so, you know, again, it's a holistic approach to your lifestyle. It's not just, hey, I'm getting a discount. Because in most cases, we're going to be paying a little bit more for these products. We're having them shipped directly to our home. So you're paying more, but you're getting such a trade-off in value and quality and peace of mind. And now you actually can get paid. So I know that Walmart doesn't send me a check every month. Do they send you a check?
everyone, Tamara?
No.
Does Kroger send you a check? I wish to heck Trader Joe's would send me a check, because then I could buy more cat food and dog food from them. Right?
Yes. Right, exactly.
Now that my kitty is eating soft food and is still here, love her. But, you know, so, again, this is a great opportunity to create wealth and so forth for your family, but also to have quality products. So anything else you want to share about your experience with Melaleuca? I don't even – have you had any opportunity to try the products yet personally?
Oh, yes. I used the products for the first 7 years of Jackson's life. And
wow.
So I was already already very familiar with the products. And I had called the company just recently because I really wanted the tea tree oil. There is no tea tree oil like Melaleuca tea tree oil. And I was on like my third bottle from a local store. And I thought I really need to have that tea tree oil. And so when I called them, the gentleman who was from the local area that, you know, met with me to enroll me as a customer, you know, just asked me a couple questions and was very interested in what I was, you know, what I was doing. And he said he would love to be a part of that. What would I be thinking about, you know, partnering with the company and really, you know, helping change lives with this? And this gentleman has made almost $2 with the company. And
how much?
So
$2 million. I know. That's a big number, folks.
Yeah,
$2 million.
And it's from home. And I thought to myself, good Lord, look at the life I've lived these last years struggling. When have I ever in my life had someone who's made $2 million come and say to me, well, I'll help you, you know, and very few of us have that opportunity. And, he's just been an excellent mentor, and he's, you know, really helping me understand the benefits, you know, of the company. And one thing I can say, special needs parents, one of the odd things that we have that most normal, you know, the average parent never has to worry about is how are we going to outlive our children, our special needs child? Because who's going to take care of them? Like, we, you know, how are we going to know that they're not going to end up somewhere, you know, that people are going to love them and care for them and they're going to be safe like with us? And it's very common. Almost every parent that you talk to, that's what's on their mind. Well, here I am, single, struggling, right? And, you know, and I'm thinking, well, I either have to win the lottery or do something really amazing, you know, that this was ever going to happen for me. And after a few conversations, what I realized is everything that I do now can be put in a trust when I pass away to continue for my son's welfare. And what is also really cute with Jackson is he's like a little businessman, and, you know, this is his work now, and so he helps me with things, and he is very, very involved with helping me. And so he's already learning the business at his age, and once he's 18, he can also take on a role in the company where I can help him make his own independent income, and I'm really excited about that because I know then that he'll always be taken care of. And, of course, the people, it's like having an extended family, so I know he'll be surrounded by very good, healthy, like-minded people. And one of the points that really hit home with me is you can't just do that with any kind of company. I mean, no matter what juice is being sold today through some sort of network, you know, like a multi-level marketing company or something, it is very unlikely that 20 years from now that company is going to be in existence. I forget what the odds are. And, you know, this company is an American manufacturing company.
The odds
and
are very low. Because most companies
they're really low. There's only like 5 or something like that have ever like gone past 15 years or something.
Well, and I know from, you know, working in network marketing, startups are a risk, and Melaleuca has been around now 20-plus years. They hit $1.1 billion in revenue, and I won't invest in a company unless I know it's established, you know,
right.
And I've gotten burnt, and it's hard to do these stay-at-home business. That's why I say the number one factor has to be not your motivation for money, not your motivation
right.
to get cars and houses and vacation. It has to be an alignment with something that you're passionate about. that's already a part of your everyday reality, you know, and
right.
and that's what's going to help you with your success, and then obviously the support system you have above you and with you. So
right.
those three factors, I believe, are extremely important in this process, for sure. One more point that I wanted to make that I think is also of value is anybody who is a parent, special needs or otherwise, what a great opportunity to not only know that you're creating wealth and retirement planning for yourself and for your family, but if you can get them excited and entrepreneurial-minded at 18 and, you know, then go back and support them like you just mentioned for Jackson, now he's got
mm-hmm.
two revenue streams. Not only is he
exactly.
going to have access to yours, he's going to have access to his own, and so on,
yes.
and so on.
Exactly.
It's super. Go ahead. I'm just excited.
It is. And see, that's what I mean. I was like, wow, this is just wonderful, you know, for us that we're building a residual income. And one of the things that I did want to say, since there'll be many different types of families listening, is that my team that I'm working with is actually focused on special needs families. And so I'm helping seven other families, but I'm also helping seven other special needs families, you know, and that's even more in alignment to know that you're making a difference, to know that you're getting the toxic chemicals out of the home and getting healthy nutrition for these children. And there's just so many things. And like I said, we could talk for a very long time, but it was amazing to me all the pieces that just fell into place with this, and it just complemented it perfectly. But for me, I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried, you know, so many, many different things, and this is the answer for me. And so,
mm-hmm.
so I'm very
Fabulous.
Happy, and I'm very, yeah, it's like I said, the energy is there, helping others, being of service, educating others in ways to be green and help the health of their family, and it's a wonderful experience.
Well, like I said, you know, we're going to, you know, as Tamara builds her business, she's going to check in with us. Maybe we can talk her into doing a Go Green moment on the show every week along with her articles like we are doing with Mosaic, because, A, it gives me a break. I love having co-hosts, and it allows me to do the PR marketing that I've been doing. I spent this entire time trying to get the article on Tea Tree Oil posted and ready, and I'm just about done. I've got the video integrated, and I put those links on social, on our social media and the fan page. So any last thoughts you'd like to say, Tamara? I mean, you're going to have a table at the Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret. So, folks, if you want to do two things, support yourself and your happy, healthy family, and advert one fundraiser and kick it with us. We're going to be line dancing. Hopefully Jackson might be there and we'll dance a little with him, or we'll actually have a mommy's day off and I can kick it with Tamara for our birthday that we both had in April and March. So, it's just going to be a really fun evening. That's May 17th. So any last thoughts you'd like to share with the audience before we play one more commercial and get off the air?
Just thank you for inviting me, and I welcome any questions that anyone may have. If their child has a particular condition and they would like to know what I have found in my years of research that may be something that would interest them, just please have them contact me on my my Fanbook Facebook page for Healthy Happy Families Go Green, and I'll be glad to help them with that.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for tuning in. We'll put the links on the fan page and share it and tag you on it so you can get that up on your website when we're ready. And thanks for being a part of our show. And we'll look forward to having you back on as a guest. So, folks, we got one more commercial. See you in abundance. Enjoy this beautiful day. And please let us know what you're interested in so that we can get those guests on the show. We've had a lot of authors responding to my advertisements to be a guest on our show, because I know we do highlight a Meet the Author every fourth Wednesday of the month. So this is May 1st. It's the first Wednesday. But I want to, you know more about what you guys are interested in. So please stay tuned and let us know. Thanks again. Enjoy your day. And we will see you May 17th at the Advert One fundraiser off Agler Road. Take care. Thanks so much, Tamara. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Call me if you want to call me after the show. Feel free.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Entre Excellence Radio Show is proud to celebrate this May 17th Mother's Day, a fundraiser for Advert One Youth Mother's Transitional Life Program, to be held at 3790 Grotto Hall in Columbus, Ohio. This Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret offers you an opportunity to celebrate you as a woman, that special woman in your life, your mother, bring your girlfriends. If you're not a mother, just come and celebrate as a single for having a mother in your life. It's just $15 at the door or $10 advance tickets. We're raising money to build a building and renovate it for this transitional life program for youth mothers who have nowhere to go. It's going to be a great opportunity to come out and have fun and get pampered. Call Renee at 614-886-3565 for ticket information. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, give Heather a call at 614-383-8073. Again, come on out May 17th, 2013, and celebrate with us from 6 to 1 p.m. in the morning. Sponsored by Girlfriends Talk Magazine and Purpose for Women International. See you then.